quoting a Memam and Aleph in the Ran, halfway down the page. Amar Be'Ovin Amar Rab Mitra B'Mar Rabba Sada Rabba Poras. She already Motzer Beretz Yisrael made of Poras B'Vovo. So when it starts raining in Eretz Yisrael, so Pras will testify to that. Shekoshu Godol, when you see that Pras is getting larger, you can understand that even though there's no rain taking place in Bobo, the reason why it's getting larger is it's the runoff from the rain in Eretz Yisrael. When Afkin made a wise, it's important to know this. Shosha Litul Bay. So you can't be tevil in the pras during that time. The fish ain't make shamim hanoitvim rainwater, which comes that which noitvim. I mean, it falls down and drops from shemayim. Mitarin bezochlin elabash burin. It cannot. It's not kosher to do the process of tahara while it's moving. It's only kosher to do the process of tahara when it's bashburin, when it's collected together. Klemer the kavu, the kaimi. So that it's gathered together and it's standing still. So that's the definition of a mikvah. So a spring is kosher to be mitara while it's moving. That's all the idea of a spring, that it's moving.
Is this the issue that, what was it, you know, close by you have the streams, people would raise the issue, oh, we can tovel kalim there. And,
yeah, this is the issue.
Yeah.
Well, this is part of the issue. The other part of the issue is that some of them actually are fed with city water. Kitanya Sifri. So this idea that you need that they should be stationary, the source of this is a Sifri. He says, Imam Mayan Batar Bazaklan Af Mikla Batar Bazaklan. Do we say, you know, the Sifri is questioning, maybe we could say that just like a Mayan, spring water is a Matar Bazaklan, can be Matar while it's moving. So Mikla also can be Matar while it's moving. Tamalamar Ach Mayonabor. So the third has the word ach. So midarshan, what's the miut? That mayan matar bezochlin or mikvah bashbaran. That a mikvah can only be matar, a gathering of rainwater together is only matar when it's standing still. Hilchos. Kolhechad ikal lemecha shemar rabu noitim al zochlin is oser. And a river, even though the source of the river is springs. But if when it rains, the water increases, and if there's any point in time where we think the majority of the water in the river is rainwater, there's more noitvin, which is the rainwater, which is the water which comes down, the drops which come down, is more than the zeichlin, that which the reference to the mayan, the spring water, is usur. That's when the river is very swollen with water. If it's going its regular slow pace, or it's only increased a little bit, the lack of the sukkah berviyas noitvin, there's no we're not concerned of a possibility that there's more noitvin than the zeichlin. Shari, then it's mutter ketanya b'tzefta hoyer belozer b'tzadik al zeichlin shrabal noitvin shem ksherim. Even though there are noitvin in the river, as long as the zeichlin is more than the noitvin, it's kosher. So Rav says that when I know that it rains over here, so obviously I have to be concerned. I can see the river is swollen, etc. I don't see any rain over here. So maybe I should understand what's happening is that the springs are putting out more water. He says, no, that's not what's happening. What's happening is it's the runoff from the rainwater in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore I have to take that into consideration before I'm tovel myself or a keli in this water. And the Mor says, "Pligi de Shmuel." So this din of Rav is arguing on Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Nara mikipe mikvorach. So river is always increasing mikipe from its kipe. So Zotiran, mikipe means misalar from its rock. What does that mean? Klamer mi mekaroi humisgadol. It's always increasing. We always assume it's increasing from the spring source of the river, or the springs source of the river. Now, Shavishanu Royim. But it says, well, we see a Matthias, when it rains, there's more water in the river. Shakashamim Yardim Naharis Misrabim. Even though we see that, but really Ikaribuyon Mimakaranhu. What's happening is, as the rainwater comes down, that also increases that the spring water inside increases its output, and the majority of the extra, the additional water is from that. As of tefach worth of water comes down from above, the time goes up to greet it to tefachim.
Good morning to Anna.
Nimsa, according to Shmuel, according to this Gemara over there, Shalom Zeichlin Rabban Al Noitvin. You're never going to have more Noitvin than Zeichlin. Whenever you have a tefach of shamim, you have two tefachim of the mayan. Hilchah l'shmol motalito ben haris la'olam afilu kishra la'ayin shenisrabu harbi machmas and matzus. According to Shmuel, you can use it. There's never a time where you can't use the river, because you see that what's happening is that. Even though you see that there's increasing because of rainwater, we assume that there's a concurrent greater increase of the Mayan water. Now, the Mishnah does say that if you have a river which dries up, it indicates that it doesn't have a spring source at all. It's just rainwater runoff. So that's obviously a problem. But anything which is fed with it's there all the time, which means it has a spring source. Because even though there's no rain, there hasn't been rain for a while, it's still producing water. It means there has to be a source of a spring somewhere which is starting it. Even though that's so, once that's so, according to Shmuel, you never have to worry about the rainwater. But the Mor says, but Shmuel himself seems to be a steerer. Prigidi day adi day. The Amr Shmuel, ain't a mayim at harmez eichlin. You can't use the water in a river which is zeichlin. Because we have to worry, maybe there's too much rainwater, except in during Tishrei. El pras b'mei Tishrei b'vad. Okay, so it hasn't rained for a while, and it's not melting any snow anymore. So the beginning of the spring and the summer, even though it's not raining anymore in these places, but you still have in the mountains, you have the snow melting and running off and producing and going into the rivers. By the time the end of the summer, that process has completed, and there's no rain and there's no snow. So the only thing is, it must be obviously the spring source, and that's it. So the only time you can use the river, according to Shmuel, is in Tishrei. And that's not like the other state of Shmuel, that we're never worried about a river. Now, Shmuel said pras. Says Dr. Ram, well, the Mesa called Naris Chutzmi pras also. Shmuel doesn't mean to say that no other river. V'lo the Mesa nami pras b'cholashana, and I'll be on Tishrei also. Okay, and furthermore, he's not limiting himself dafka to Tishrei. It's only we have this concern, maybe there'll be more Neutvin over the Zeichlin. So I can do like this. I know if I can measure the normal flow of water in Tishrei, so that's the time which I know without a doubt that the source over here is not rainwater or snow, and I know what its volume is, and what the volume of the water is. So if I can find during another time of the year that that's the volume, so I understand that that's that it's not from, there's no rainwater coming in. That the same thing is true by other rivers. If I can take a time where I know that there's no problem, no chashash of rainwater or snow, and measure the volume. Therefore, So the way I can prove it is, even though it's been dry, there's been a dry spell for a period of time, this remains the flow. So this clearly is coming from a Mayan source, without a doubt, because there's no other source for it. So call Shane on a Royan by Kim Oisashir, Lamanachishloi. Therefore, if any other time of the year, if I see that amount, I have nothing to worry about. The whole lack of the Mechas, Hashem, a year will not fail on the Zeichlin, because I know that there's no concern over here that there's more Neutron on the Zeichlin. So therefore, I have a valid measure which I can then use to calculate any time during the year. So Shmuel didn't really mean to exclude these other possibilities. El Shmuel Tarti Kamashmalon. So Shmuel's point or two. When he says El Pras and he says Dafka Tishrei, he's giving you the extreme examples to exclude something on the other end of the spectrum. And then stuff in the middle you'll fill in yourself. Number one, Chara. Then rivers which dry up, lashon of cause of that they're unreliable. So you cannot be table them any time in the year. Since sometimes they dry out, so we have to be concerned that the source is not a spring, which is why it dries out. Once it is, so what is the source? It's a river. It's rain or snow. Demasad is parah. Hamayim hamachazin psulim. By parah, you require a mayon, and mayim, which is machazev, is pasul. Elohim mayim hamachazin. What's called machazin? Machazin pamachas b'shua. If it dries out even once in a shemitah cycle, that's enough to be considered mayim machazin. If, however, it's mechazev during a pomus when there's tremendous armies coming, or in a shnei betzaris, that's not called mechazev. Now the Ron's going to explain this mishnah. Pirusha, the chol shem mechazev below taino, anything which is mechazev without any explanation. Even though it only happens very occasionally, pamachas are sure once in the shemitah cycle. Psulim. The chashinim shem make shamim hein v'metar mezerchon ela bashparin. So we have to consider them make shamim, and they're not kosher to do their process when they're moving. Al mechazev mach b'stainer, but something which is mechazev due to a explanation. So you have the armies coming and they're drawing off tremendous amounts of the water for all of their animals and the humans, and they're trampling out the water, so maybe that's why it dried out. It hasn't rained for a long time, so people are drawing out all the water, so you're further down and you say, wow, there's no water anymore. Yeah, because whatever water there was is being siphoned off. So that's kosher. We don't use that as an indication that the source is not a spring. Okay, so for the first point of Shmuel is that Pras, that is not such a river. Pras is a river which is never dries out. So the first thing Shmuel is saying, it has to be a river like Pras. Shmuel, which means that it doesn't mean only Pras, it means any other river like Pras, which, in what sense? That these things never dry out. Lamuti Maimah Machazin Huta Kamar Pras, Pras Ukiya Tuba Kamar. So it's coming to exclude this type of river where it does occasionally dry out, even very occasionally, that's excluded by giving an example of pras. Okay. Kamar Nami, the Shmuel says the second point, the pras, even this river, which is not a, its source is not rainwater. Because I know that because it never dries out. Even such a river, you can't assume that it's allowable during the year. A person who's not familiar with the normal flow, so such a person who's not familiar has a right to assume it's okay in Tishrei and not otherwise. It's not, there's no rain, there's no snow melting, so then you can know without a question. So even though a person is not familiar with the regular flow, can assume everything is going normally, the way it's supposed to be. There's no rainwater here. Alenachanami, Shmuel doesn't mean to exclude that it is still true. The Misha Baki be Pras Tukiya to a person who's familiar with Pras and Kol Hashana. So at any time during the year, Kol Shurosh L'Nisrael Mashu Zecha, but Tishrei, and you can calculate if any time during the year it's not larger than the normal Tishrei flow, with Eishiyah Rui Locha Shalribi Neitvin. Even if it's a little bit more, but not enough that you have to be concerned that now the majority is Neitvin. So tell me about B'chol Hashana. So then any time during the year, you can use that river as well. And furthermore, V'chein Nami, Imroya, this person who's a Baki, B'tishrei, Shinsaba Kol Kach, Ad She'efshel Lo Yiloch Hashem Arad V'Roy Neitvin, Philip Tishrei and Otebo Bite. If I see that I know it's normal flow and there's a tremendous increase, even though it's Tishrei, I have the same. Maybe there's some rain taking place somewhere which I'm not familiar with. Okay. And I can't use it. El Shmuel stomach armor, but Shmuel saying that that's in the case of Ramabuki, but the person who's not, and his situation is just Stam, the Mishen of Makir, Philip and Harshen Machazin, Ayesh Alochish, Koloshana Beriv Yosan, Verme Tishra Ein Lalochish. Even though he knows it's a river which is not Machazin, so he's not worried about that issue. But still, you have to be aware that there's a possibility that the rainwater is increased to be the majority over the more than the spring water. That's what you have to worry about during the year. And at Tishrei, you don't have to worry about that possibility unless you know otherwise. Okay, nearly. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. Now, so Vua the Shmuel, because of this issue, did the following. He made a mikvah for them during Nisan. In that time, even though the rain has stopped, if you still have the snow melting, they can't be tumbled in a running river because maybe the water in the river is not spring sourced water, it's rather snow sourced water, which that's not kosher to be mitar while it's moving. And in Tishrei, he would put mats in the river and let them travel in the river. So Ron said, Tupshat, them where the mats were. Either they were on the ground, so that they wouldn't be stepping on the mud and getting issues of chatzitza from the mud on the floor of the river, or are they putting chatzitza mats around to create a barrier that they have sneeze? In Harya Noisin, Tachos Kabas Regleim, he put these mats under their feet, Ushum Tit, Zolah Heve Chatzitza, in order that the mud on the floor of the river should not get on them and generate a chatzitza. Inami, let's use it by Alma. or you put the mats there for tznius purposes. But the point over here is, he allowed them to be terrible in the river. It should be the Yisrael should be lenoitvin. Okay. Now, it says in Nissan, he said in Nissan, they would make mikvot. In Tishrei, he would do this process of using the river. That, you know, there's another 10 months. So, Dr. Ram, that means like this. It means Nissan at Tishrei, Kamar, means throughout the summer he continued his practice of Nissan until he got to Tishrei. And of Kolshkein, the Yemesik Shaman, and furthermore, Kalvachamer during in the winter. I have difficulty with this pshat. If that's true, so means Tishrei is the exceptional month. So say the whole year he did this and Tishrei did that. Don't say Nissan did this and Tishrei did that. Okay. Fichon near a league, Dr. Ron, I'll add a connection over here. The Bante the Vur the Shmuel, Shmuel's daughters, Besisvoy, in the fall, in the winter, Lohoya Toivlis, Benahar, they didn't go to use the river anyway. Mishum Tzina, because it was too cold. El Benakwash, they would make Mikvos. By where they dwelled, where they lived. We have Nissan, the Reviach Alma, when Nissan, when the world was expanding, it was springtime is coming, and it was warm outside. So they wanted to go to be terrible in the rivers, as opposed to using the mikvah that they had in their house. They didn't really have a good way to replace the mikvah water. It wasn't the most geshmaka water to use. The river water was much more geshmak to use. Now, so then what happened? Avuah the Shmuel made mikvahs out of river water. So you can do that. You can take the river, make a channel away from the river, draw some of the river water into this pit, dig a pit, make a channel, and then after it fills up, close the connection. So this is no longer running water. This is now still water, and you can use it. So he would go and make mikvahs for them by the river in Nissan. When Misakalim Aviam Shom Betchilas Nissan mikvahs. So in this, and he would make these mikvahs over there, and they would use those throughout the summer. So once it came Tishrei, he didn't need that. He did it straight in the river. Once Tishrei passed, so it was no longer relevant, the whole issue, because it was too cold. So they went back to the house. So, on the record, we have that Rav was concerned about this issue of the increase of rainwater. Shmuel has two statements, one yes and one no. And Avuah the Shmuel was concerned about it as well. So we have Avuah the Shmuel being like Rav. We have one opinion like Shmuel like Rav. We have one opinion where Shmuel is arguing in Rav. So what are we passing like? Vinyan halacha pasuk Rabbeinu Tam ke Shmuel. So he passes like Shmuel that we can always assume whenever there's an increase of the rainwater, there's a concurrent greater increase of the spring water of the Tehoim, the water coming out of the Tehoim, and therefore the river is always kosher. Double gab the Rav Polig Alay. So Rabbi Tom says, one second, we have a close Rav and Shmuel. We know Rav Shmuel Lacha Karabi Suri. So first of all, we have that there's a rule in the Shas. We have a close in Rav and Shmuel. We pass him like Shmuel when it comes to momentous issues. Dini momentous, we pass him like Shmuel. Dini Yisur, we pass him like Rav. So that's a klal and Shas. So this is Dini Yisur. Furthermore, Shmuel's father also holds like Rav. And we have a statement of Shmuel like Rav as well. So we have a lot lined up against this other opinion of Shmuel. We pass it like Shmuel. So why should that be so? The Tanya of Bukharis, the Perak Meister Behemoth. Yuval Shmoy. Well, I'm a Nikra Shmoy Paras. So, really, the name of the river is Yuval. And why is it referred to as Paras? Shashmema Parim Raven, Dibur Meir. So, because the water is constantly, the water increases, the water grows. Chama said it doesn't have another name. Its name is Pras, but they agree with him. The Remeir. The reason is because the water increases. So the Gemara say that the Shmuel, the Shmuel, Nara Mikipe Mivrich. So that's like Shmuel, that you see that the water increases from its own. So when you talk about the increase, you're talking about it itself generates more of itself. Now, so one second. If this is called Paras, because this is what it does, it sounds like all the rivers don't do that. So anything, it's not like Shmuel. Shmuel is saying a general statement, all rivers increase from their own. And here we're saying Paras does that. So they don't know. Shmuel says all rivers we have this increase. So how can it support Shmuel? The Chumrah is saying it's only true by Paras. It supports Shmuel. Mishum the Kima the Paras Mivrich Mikipe Kulu Naharas Dami Mikipe. The pras hemis barchin. So, Zok Duran, there's interesting Gemara over there that we say the water of Paras seems to feed other rivers as well. Therefore, as long as Paras is doing what it's supposed to be doing, according to Shmuel, everything else is going to be good also. All of the rivers of the world are extension of Paras. By presuming the water from the river, the water of the river of Paras, that affects, he's also in all water. The fill inusa, even a well or a spring, the medallion which you are drawing water out of it from the depths, summa de paras ninu, it's an extension of paras. Therefore that braisa which says that Paras is called Parver Robin, that Shmuel's din. So that's the proof to Shmuel is both from both opinions in the Braisa. The Chachamim say Paras is called Paras because of that, and Remeir says its name is Yuval, and it's called Paras because of that. But they both agree that that's true. The Rabbanan Amri the Paras Shmuel Shemim and Parver Robin. Given the Remeir Rabbanan Seyele Kosin Aktina. So according to the Rebbeinu Tam, you're allowed to be tavel in the river any time of the year. Even when there's a lot of rainwater,
so what about those rivers that dry up?
So those are a problem.
How come they're not connected to Pras if we say that, all the rivers are connected to Pras?
Well, you see, obviously the fact that they're drying out means that they're not connected.
Yeah, because but does that call the question more generally?
We're saying any river which is constant, it's all one system. This is purely not part of the system, because otherwise it would be constant.
Is this limited to rivers that are in Eurasia?
What?
Is this limited to rivers in Eurasia?
According to Rabbeinu Tam, though, because Rabbeinu Tam was pasnas halacha l'maaseh in Europe. I guess. Well, I don't know how far he didn't differentiate. you see the Dhamma around the goat still. Before we pass on halacha l'maisa. Okay. But this is all talking about a river which doesn't sometimes run out. But those we see that the kippah is not giving it its source, and those you can't use. Fine. So, but the Rif and the Ben Ochanan, which is the major heavyweights over here, passing like Rav. Only Poras Riyamitishri. Now, Zak the Ran, Kayyav Ramban Zal Taimam the Mosayim. The Ramban says, why is that? The topic over there wasn't Hilchos, so the topic over there was Agadatu. So here we have a halacha lemaisa that Avuah the Shmuel did to override that based on a Gemara Bagadata that you don't do. The Shmuel Nami Labling in Maisa Omra. Shmuel was not saying it halacha lemaisa when he said that statement over there. The Kiman the Iu Nami Omar Enamim Tarmaz Echlin. So he himself said halachically that you can't use rivers. So mash for the hachikomer. So this is how you have to understand Shmuel. The hidim idine shori. I hold. If I said my God, I hold it's true. So I hold midin. It's mikra din. It's good. The halacha lemaisa, ikul lemeichesh, but it becomes a halacha lemaisa. You cannot rely on that. We find a similar type of conversation somewhere else, and the Kibbeir gives you two places, more in Shabbos and more in Beit. Hashadam Shmuel Aser, Tanav Shmuel Mutter. Shmuel says Aser. His Talmidim quoted his name that it's Mutter. So Shmuel Halacha Lemaisa Aser Lashminin. So we understand what's happening is that Shmuel told us to meet him the Mikra Din, it's Mutter. But Halacha Lemaisa, Shmuel was not Mutter. So you can have a situation where I hold Mikra Din, it should be true. But Lemaisa, we don't rely on it. So the Rav Avagav thinks Ramban still talking. The Avagav Domer pleaded the Shmuel and the Shmuel. So the more saying it's not that we have a way to reconcile the two statements, like I'm saying now, that really one is Iker and just the other one is a Chumrah. So what do you mean Shmuel's arguing on Shmuel? He's not arguing. So it sounds like the plea of Shmuel sounds like no, we have a steer in Shmuel. Hanal Armor, the Tavar memory of Shmuel, Lakushta Inun, but in reality only one is true. So if you want to know on a truthful level, one of them has got to go. On a practical level, we're kosher for both. But Shmuel himself, when he was saying this, wasn't saying that I hold that it's not true. He's saying it's true, but you should be machmer. Okay. So why is that true? Kivan the mayor Rabbanan.
Did you skip a line?
I did. I'm sorry. I was, right. This understanding that Nikar Pesach is like Avuah the Shmuel and Rav, And Shmuel himself is not really arguing halacha l'mais on that either. Allah put to the bray. They just bring Shmuel the Shmuel's din without bringing anybody argues. If Shmuel himself had argued, the Gemara should have mentioned that there's somebody who argues. So that indicates to us that this pshat is correct, that Shmuel was not arguing in halacha l'maisa with his father. So why is that true? We have it. It's not just Shmuel's. Remember to God, it's keep him in order. It's the Tanoim are saying this. Both Remeir and the Rabbanan. Furthermore, I can ask the question on Rav and Abu the Shmuel. My sub read the law and keep him in order. Why do they say not like Shmuel? There's the Tana supports Shmuel. They know their tanoim, which that there was, even though we have a brayso which says X. Remember, they have to say that Rav and Shmuel says yeah, but their tanoim would say otherwise. We are not familiar with what any Tana on record saying that they were. There's another gears in the Gemara which does not have the Chavim saying Parvud Oven. It just says, Remeir says that it's called Yuval. Its real name is Yuval, and it's called Paras because Parvud Oven. The Chavim say no, its name is Paras. End the conversation. So according to that Girsa, they're arguing with Remeir in this explanation. So then the Mor says it's a raya to Shmuel. According to this Girsa, it just means Remeir, it's a raya. It's not true. So the Shmuel holds it's supporting his position because the mayor said he's right, and the Chum didn't say explicitly that they're arguing. They just said Parash Shmuel. But Rav and Avu the Shmuel, Sabri the Rabbanan Pligi Alei, Shmuel Nami Mecha Shudachai. But even according to this Girsa, Rav and Shmuel and Avu the Shmuel say no, the Chum argue, and Shmuel Halacha L'Maisa was chayshes for Rav and Avu the Shmuel. Okay. So based on this, Shanahoris, Hamachazvin, and Tevin Behen Klau, so like this. So Nahoris, which are Machazev, you can't use period. The source Pashas is make Shamim and Shar Shlogim. Nahoris Gedarlim. Shane Mechazim, but the large rivers which don't do that, Kol Shubaki Behen, Yudea Iker Hamshachosin Bimei Tishrei, if you're familiar with it, and you know where the normal flow is in Tishrei, when there's no issues of other water there, then Telavan Kol Shana Kol Shuroya Shane Lachish and Yisrael Noitun El Iker Hamshachosin. So then, based on that, once I have that baseline, anytime during the year when I see that it's close enough to the baseline that it's not a problem of extra rainwater, I can be terrible in it. But if you see that the water has increased beyond its normal flow, and enough that there's a concern that maybe that's a majority against the baseline spring water, Fill b'yam in Tishrei ain't tevel behen. So you cannot be tevel there, and even in Tishrei. Mishen abaki behen b'chol hashana kula abaki behen. But a person is not familiar with them, so b'chol hashana kula tzarich lachush behen. During the year, you cannot use these rivers. Chutz b'yam in Tishrei b'vad shebetishrei min astam ain't noitvin rav and olein. But in Tishrei, person has the right to assume that everything is good. If he knows otherwise, he knows otherwise. But as long as he doesn't know otherwise, he has the right to assume everything is good. Okay. Okay. So now the Ron's going to qualify this sheet a little bit in the next piece. Let's hold it here.